is the Right Brain Podcast, where we help you become a working writer by answering your questions, sharing your journeys, and helping you navigate the world of writing.
And today I'm here with Ashley and Meg, as always, and we have Eduardo Loria from For the Words, and I'm super excited to have him here. We're going to talk about writing communities. Why don't you start out by introducing yourself, Eduardo, and tell us a little bit about For the Words.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So my name is Eduardo, or Ed. And For the Words is a small game company from Costa Rica. We make for writers, and it's turned into a writing motivation online place where you have fun defeating monsters every day. And the idea is to get you to write more, whether you're a student, a blogger, an amateur writer looking to write their first novel. We have monsters thrown your way, and you have to defeat them with words. You get to earn rewards, and over time, the idea is to grow your word count.
What kind of rewards do they earn?
So it's kind of an RPG. So you get a character, and the rewards are both weapons. So you get stronger weapons, which hit the monsters a little stronger. There's defense weapons, which give you more time in the monster battle. And then there's cosmetic weapons. So we have wizard's hat that you can put on your character. We have ball gowns. We have some of our biggest hits have been little pets. So we get little pets of the monsters, and you get to have like a little spider on your shoulder, a little ghost that floats around with you.
You have a little pet, Ashley.
I do have a little pet, and I have wings too. The wings are kind of my favorite.
Yeah, the wings. So we've seen that one of the best things for writers is not only to write your words in the day, but to keep a continuous writing streak, to really turn this into a habit. I think that's where a lot of the magic happens as a writer. I'm a writer myself. I have completed Nano a couple times. And one of the magic things about Nano was, okay, I have to show up every day to write 1,667 words, or else I have 3,000 for tomorrow and I'm screwed. So I better do it today. And this continuous writing habit is what really gets you going. So we have wings that avatars can earn for having a streak. So we go from 15 days, 30 day streaks. And I think our longest-
I read somewhere that it was 1,000, like your longest streak so far is 1,000 days. Is that still true?
Yeah, it's over 1,000 days. They just keep pushing us. Every year we're like, oh man, we have to go for the 6-year wings now. And how do we make these bigger and brighter and more impressive? Because we've gone through, the first year was just pure white angel wings. And then we had to like burn them for like fallen angel. And now we're like at 6-year wings. And we're like, oh my God, what do we do? There's almost 15 wings.
Psychedelic.
Are you in Costa Rica?
Yeah, we are in Costa Rica. So we have a 80-20 mix of staff members. Most of the staff is here in Costa Rica, but we have some we have someone who helps us in Tokyo, and we have someone who helps us in Canada as well. So it's been fun to grow the community. I mean, it's grown very organically, this team, over time. I started this myself. It was just an idea I had. I'm a gamer and I'm a writer, and I was like, how do I mix these two worlds together? How do I bring the fun, exciting, rewarding style of gaming into writing, which can sometimes can be a little dreary when you're in the pit of 30,000 words trying to get to 50,000 words, and it's like, oh my God, where do I find the motivation to keep going? So it's grown organically. Some of our staff members were community members who volunteered their services, and then eventually we asked them to join staff. So it's been
That's so familiar. Yeah. Costa Rica is one of my favorite places. I was just there in January.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
My best friend from childhood, forever, since kindergarten, lives there in Punta Arenas, or near.
Oh, Punta Arenas. Yeah. Yeah, that's like an hour away from where we are. I'm glad you were able to visit pre-COVID.
Me too. I've been very grateful for that all year that I didn't wait. I went.
So yeah. Beautiful. We love being here. We actually have our Costa Rican Independence Day is on September 15th, and we have a small special event coming up for that to kind of commemorate the independence of Costa Rica. So we're pretty proud to be here and proud to show off Costa Rica to the world.
Cool. Great. For the Words did a virtual write-in for NaNoWriMo last year. How did that go?
They go pretty well. I mean, that's one of the things we've been doing more and more. I mean, Twitch has been growing over time. So we're really looking at Twitch, and a lot of this, these special events we do are live. So you have to be there during the days of the special event. Some of the monsters get released when certain goals are met by the community. So there's a very real aspect to it of, oh my God, if I just write 10,000 more words, maybe we'll unlock this monster as a community. So the live write-ins add a special excitement to that because you're able to track these goals together as the live write-in is going. There's rewards that can be given out to people who are in the live write-in. And I think one of the best things about those is just being able to connect with other writers in real time, like being able to, oh God, I'm stuck on this line, or I wish I was writing more of this, and being able to, even if you're not communicating in the chat, hear someone else talks about writing and their struggles and what's hard for them helps you internally as well.
So your write-ins happen on your platform, like on your forum?
Well, the ones we had in Nano, we actually partnered with the Word Nerds and they had some live write-ins. We've talked to some Twitch writers who we had host live write-ins, and they use the site as they're doing the live write-in. But we have, as a community, we have special events which are live. So we put this huge progress bar on the header of the site and we tell the community, okay, when we reach 1 million words together, every single word from every single user around the world will be counted towards this goal. We unlock X. And that's we've awesome. Heard feedback from members in the community being like, oh God, it's so cool to see that my 1,000 words are moving this giant progress bar
forward. Right, right. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, to feel a part of a community, because I think writing can sometimes be pretty lonely. And to be able to connect with other people is huge.
We do write-ins. In August, we did them every day. And as an experiment, and we're going to definitely do them every day for NaNoWriMo. But we have them just regularly 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're pretty cool. They're like
midnight. We have midnight write-ins.
Yeah. So they start only if you're in the east, on Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
Eastern time zone.
Then it's midnight. Yeah.
Then it's midnight. Yeah. If you're, we have Australian people like to come to those. It's the middle of the day.
Yeah. God, time zones are a thing. We have Australian members who are like, so is this event starting on Friday? Because that's my Thursday. So when is it actually starting?
Yeah. Because are you on Central time?
Central. Yeah. And I have trouble with time zones because it's sometimes Eastern time, but it's sometimes Eastern daylight time and not standard time.
Yeah. Yeah. How big is For the Words community?
So right now we've had 30,000 people join us, and we have, out of those, we have somewhere around 3,000 who are active every month. So it gets pretty active sometimes in the forums when it's during these live events and we have 400 people on at the same time and they're like, okay, something is happening in 5 minutes. And then you just see the forum threads coming like, okay, 4 minutes, 30, 3 minutes, 30, 2 minutes, 30. So we've been growing the community over time. I mean, we were talking before about NaNoWriMo and how we've been sponsoring it for a couple of years, and it was pretty rough at the beginning. I mean, there's so many writer products out there. There's so many classes for writers out there. There's so many books for writers out there. There's so many tools. So as a writer, you're swamped with all this. And I think there's this sense of I'm cheating when I'm not writing. So I'm cheating myself. I'm just kind of procrastinating when I'm looking through courses. Okay, am I really going to look through another tool and learn how to use it this afternoon? Or am I going to sit down and actually write, which is what I need to be doing? So it's hard to crack into the writer market. Something that's helped us a lot is word of mouth. We're a very small company. We really don't have marketing budget except for NaNoWriMo, which we save up all year for. And what's helped us is just have a nice referral program and just tell people like, hey, if you enjoy us, tell other people about us. And we'll give you a free month if they decide to sign up. And so the community's been growing over time. We've had people who volunteer help. We've had people who volunteer to host us on their live write-ins. We've had podcast invitations like this. So it's been people hearing about us, people talking about us, and then just having to join us. I mean, we have a 30-day free trial, which is pretty generous. And the idea is if after 30 days you really don't know whether you want to stay with us or not, then you probably don't. So you have 30 days to try us out. There's no features that are locked. There's no features that you can't use. It's just use the entire service for 30 days. We don't take any payment information. All you need is an email. So use us completely for 30 days and we'll try to convince you that this is for you, that this is a community for you. And if you decide to stay, great. And so far it's been working. We've had 1,000 people join us every day. We have 30,000 in total, and it's been great. I mean, the community is what really makes us. It's a very nice community of people who are looking to have fun and writing. And it's been all of our learning, I would say, is from the community. It's because of the community that we've launched new features. Most of our new features have been community suggested. Most of the ideas, like, hey, why don't we launch this event? Or for example, Pride is an event that we've really grown over time. Like, our Pride Festival started out being pretty small. And then last year there was like, okay, you're missing all these other identity groups. Like, you're missing bi, you're missing poly, you're missing trans. So we added those flags. This year we realized, okay, we're missing more flags. So I think we're up to like 17 flags that you can fly for the Pride event. And that's probably not going to stop for next year. So it's just this constant learning curve of you put something out into the world, and then you have to be receptive to the feedback given and try to best apply that for the group that you're trying to build something for.
Yeah, that's so cool. What's that?
I said, that's great. I'm just wondering, do you have an idea of the average age of the people who are in your community? Because I know, you know, gaming, I have to confess, I've done some RPG gaming, was quite addicted to it for a while, but it's been a number of years. So I just wondered it's kind of appealing to me to have the RPG combined with the word count. So I'm just wondering what the average age of your folks.
Yeah, I would say that's tough for us to say. We have, I think a lot of people, when they sign up for something like this, they kind of have like their online persona to sign up as. So we have ability for some people to link their Twitter or link their real life profiles so that we can go see who they are and how old they are. But a lot of people just sign up with a pseudonym. And we've actually had people being like, they write to us and they're like, I wasn't sure I was going to like this, so I signed up with a junk email and a junk username, but I really like you now. Do you think you can change it over to my real name and my real email?
Well, now I want to be a real person.
Now I want to be a real person. Exactly.
I come out of the shadows.
Yeah. And we've actually been trying to make this as accessible as possible to all ages. So we're trying to move into smaller age groups and make it more simple for kids to write, because that's something that we've been hearing some feedback from. Like, some parents wrote to us and they're like, listen, my 4-year-old is looking over my shoulder and they're telling me how to dress my character. Like, right, they want me to fight that monster. So we're trying to make it so that the kids can write with the parents. Maybe they can write a story together. Maybe the kid can send something to the parent like, hey, I wrote this, or maybe fight a monster together. So we're really trying to make it as accessible as possible.
My grandson is 6 and his favorite game right now is Human Fall Flat. But he has learned how to read because he wanted to play the Xbox. So he knows what the words are on the menu so that he can get where he wants to go, you know, and he's learned to read so that he could play the game. So I can totally see that this would be something that would appeal to younger kids and get them reading more and writing. And, you know, that's so exciting because it's so important for kids to read and write. So.
Definitely. And I think that's something I have trouble with, where I'm like, no under 10-year-old is going to try this. And then I'm like, someone talks to me and they're like, listen, my 6-year-old is installing Fortnite on the computer by themselves and they're beating me at the game. So
he's not quite there yet. But when he gets frustrated with me, he's, I'll do it, Grammy. And he just grabs my character by the head and drags me along to where I need to go, you know? So he's quite adept.
So. And children have to write, like you said, it's important for them to have writing and reading skills. And if we can do that in a fun environment where they are learning, they're writing, it's safe for kids as well. I think this could be a great tool for classrooms where the teacher can maybe, let's go on an adventure together and we're going to go defeat this monster. You have 1 hour to write these 200 words, and then everyone will read what they wrote at the end of the class. And if there can be small rewards for that, it can make the writing that we all had to do in first grade and third grade and fifth grade a little bit more fun and a little bit more digital, which I think these COVID times have made us all feel, how the world might be a little bit more digital in the future. Maybe there's at distance learning to be done. So if we can be a part of that and we could help people feel like they're writing together, even though they're not in person together, that can be very powerful as well.
Do the, like you do your special events with the banner across the top, but do that for the classroom so that, you know, the classroom can have a goal of getting so many words done or whatever. That would be Yeah, it's exciting.
And we've dreamed about the ability of maybe the teacher can upload a reward. So how cool would it be if maybe before the writing experience, you had some art and craft time to draw the hat that you were going to win. And then the teacher uploads it as the reward for writing what they had to do. And you get to see the hat on the character. So if we can make these more teacher geared adventures where the teacher has control to make the rewards, to set the time limits and have it be more as a class project, I think there's power in that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's nice to hear that I'm not the only one who has a son that's like hanging out over their shoulder while they write. Because he started when I played WoW. Like he would want to watch me play World of Warcraft. And then now it's, oh, look, it's still a game.
Yeah. And there's that shiny aspect. I mean, we've had both ends of the coin. We've also had people being like, listen, I'm writing while I'm at work. Is there some way to hide the rewards? Is there some way to hide the monsters?
Hide the monsters?
Because I need to look more serious. And if my boss walks behind me, it's hard for me to explain like, no, this is actual work. Like I'm writing what I'm supposed to be writing. I'm drafting the email. Grad students write their theses on there. So there is serious work being written and it's part of that. Is it too serious? Is it too fun? And finding the balance.
Do you have research papers? Yeah.
Do you have any idea of whether people are actually finishing their books or getting published after writing on For the Words?
Yeah, we have. And some of the most rewarding aspects for us, we actually had someone write their dedication in the book they published. And it's like, if it wasn't for the Words, I would have never written this book. And that was one of the... Oh, I'm so glad I'm doing this. And I'm so glad we're a part of this because one thing is like, okay, it's a fun writing game, whatever, but we're actually helping people reach these goals that they strive for every day. And you wake up and you're unmotivated, but I'm going to sit here and write and I'm going to reach my goals. And I'm going to publish this book that I've been dreaming about for the last 10 years. So we have had people publish. We get feedback in the forum sometimes of like, man, I'm just publishing my first book, or I'm just publishing this book. Thank you so much for the words. We have people, I think this user just wrote like 1 million words with us a couple weeks ago.
Wow, could you imagine?
They became an expert.
Yeah, they became an expert. And that's one of the things that's tricky for us because what is the appropriate writing challenge? Is it 100 words a day? Is it 500 words a day? And it's a learning process for us as well, because we have people who come to us and they're like, I'm a professional writer. I write 10,000 words a day.
Ninja Writers has like one of my big things is really small goals, right? Because I think there's like a trigger point where it's easier to just do it than to lose that streak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So psychologically, it's easier at some point. It's easier to just do it even on a really bad day than it is to skip it. For me, I found it's 10 minutes, like not words or anything, just 10 minutes. So like I just write 10 minutes every day, but I mean, clearly I'm a professional writer and I write far more than 10 minutes. I write like hours every day, most of the time, but even on a really awful day, I write 10 minutes, like even for years, like decades. And it really works. It makes like a huge difference. So those being rewarded for those, cause all we use in Ninja Writers is a calendar and a sticker, like a star sticker, where I told you before we started recording, I'm super, super analog.
I don't think I could get her to join For the Words if I tried. But
I don't know. She's always wanting us to do experiments, and I think this is a
I am feeling it. Yes, I am. But we just have like a printable calendar that you like staple into a folder, and then you give yourself like an old school star sticker every day. But I think it's this similar concept, at least less fancy.
Yeah, it's like a 444 word daily goal, right? To keep your streak.
Yeah. And we've heard feedback. I mean, that was one of those ideas I had just starting out. It was like, oh, we're For the Words. It'll be cute if the daily writing goal is 444. Right. And now we have people ask us like, why is it 444? Can I set my own challenge? So we've been thinking about that. But going back to the candy size, well, first of all, we have a lot of analog people who just share their bullet journals. So it's like, okay, I have this beautiful bullet journal color coded with different stickers I'm buying and putting in different corners. So everyone has their own system. And that's, we have people who copy paste what they write into For the Words as well, because it's hard for us as a small company to compete as a word processor. Like, it'll be hard for us to compete against Google Docs. It'll be hard for us to compete against Microsoft Word. So we decide not to. I mean, we have a word processor, so you can write with us, but we also accept copy-pasted words because we understand that everyone has their favorite writing method, and we're not trying to get in the way of that. We're actually trying to help you. So we have people who write pen and paper, and then they count the words per line, and then they count down how many lines it was, get a rough estimate, and copy paste that into the site so they can get their rewards for the day. So it's really whatever works for you. And Candy Size Monsters is actually what we've been moving to, because before we used to have like these large epic monsters. It was like this dragon for 5,000 words, and you had the whole day to write 5,000 words, but it turns out that it's a really daunting task. So people would just kind of put that off. It would be like, okay, not today. I'm not feeling like 5,000 words today.
Yeah, that's my point. It's really hard. Like, if you can't write 5,000, to say, okay, I'm just gonna write for 10 minutes. Like, yeah. It's easier to skip it, right? So you gotta find that trigger that it's easier to do it than skip it.
Exactly. And some of the writers, we throw 100 word monsters at them, and they'll get to the 5,000 words in a day. They just didn't know that they could until they wrote 100 words after 100 words after 100 words. So right. it's finding what works for you. It's finding what works for you today as well, because the monster you wanted to fight today might not be the one you want to fight tomorrow. So we have I think we're up to 400 different monsters now, and there's all different type of word count in time combinations. So write 1,000 words in an hour, write 1,000 words in the whole day, write 100 words in 30 minutes. And it's just giving tools so that writers can meet their word counts, whatever the situation may be.
And how does the community connect with each other, in your forums or?
Yeah, in the forums. And I can't overstate this enough, but over time, I've slowly been trying, like, we're no longer a writing game, we're a writing community, because the community is everything. Like, the people who come here every day to share this experience with us, they're not just someone else who's using the site. Like, they've become staff members. We had a challenge a couple years back where it was like, design your own monster. And we had the community vote on the favorite monsters, and people were drawing monsters up. And then we gave those sketches to our artists who created them into real in-game monsters. And now you get to see that. And we also had this other thing where a community member was like, okay, there's 2 weeks left in this special event. I'm going to defeat 1,000 of this golden frog that we had, just because she fell in love with this golden frog. And she went into the forum every day and she was like, okay, I defeated 87 today. And other people would be like, you go get it, get it. And then next day she'd come like, okay, it wasn't such a good day, I only did 30. And she kept us posted with her challenge. And in the end she reached her goal. So we gave her like a custom pet. And it's just, yeah, it's
was it a frog?
It was a golden frog, and it had sketched their initials on it and 2020 under it. But we also made that a challenge for the rest of the community. And we're like, listen, we were inspired by what this community member did. This is a challenge that you can embark on whenever you want, and you'll get a pet for
it. So if I go sign up, I can get a golden frog?
You can get a golden frog, exactly.
You defeat 1,000 of them. How do you defeat a golden frog?
You defeat a golden frog, I think, is 200 words in 30 minutes. So, wow. And then
30 of those in one day?
She had 2 weeks left in the challenge, and I think she defeated 1,000 of them. So it was something like she needed like 80 a day or something like that. Like,
wow.
Yeah. I love them, but we have crazy community members. Writers are crazy. They'll set a challenge for themselves and then they go out to reach it. We have someone who I think is trying to reach 5,000 of the monster that they like the most. So
something to give.
now we're gonna have to find like these custom rewards that we can give when people set their own challenges. But
it's so cool that you guys keep track of that or notice it though. I think that really makes difference.
Yeah, because
in the community, like, what makes something a successful community? I think it matters to you. I bet you it matters to your community members that you pay attention and that you're aware. So when somebody is doing that, you noticed it. And I think noticing and is in that sense of generosity, like, I'm going to give you something because you're so cool. You're like the awesomest. And that's what we strive for in Ninja Writers too. Like, is really important to me, because we do a lot. Our model is a lot of Zoom calls. Like this. We do a lot of them. A lot. Multiple a day.
You can Zoom every day, and on Sundays almost all day.
And we have these calls, and people come and they read some of their work and they get feedback. And it's, when I'm running a call, it's really important to me that people know I paid attention and I remember what your story is about, and I can give, you know, talk to you about it, and I remember your characters and I remember what you're doing. And I think that that really makes a huge difference. It's something that I've seen missing in other communities. And then when I see it in a community like For the Words, it makes me really excited. I downloaded For the Words, and this is what I do for every digital thing, is that I downloaded it, I played with it for a while, and then I totally forgot about it because my brain just doesn't go there. It's nothing. But now I'm like, oh my gosh, like I didn't even know I could just go put my word count in. I don't have to actually write there. So that's really cool.
And they have a lot of cool features.
I'm totally going to, I think we need a ninja writer team challenge of getting 1,000 so we can have our little ninja.
We'll have
That's
a little.
That's what I was thinking. We need to do something so that. Yeah,
we need to tell ninja writers, like, we can, I'm totally not going to. Poor Eduardo.
It sounds like a combination between RPG and writing and fantasy, which I also like. So I think I'm in.
I feel like we need to go tell Ninja Riders, like, let's all get the frogs. We can let's have our it. Little.
We'll make a little ninja or something. Shirt or like ninja.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
They could get a ninja pet.
Yeah. And I think there's so much power in that, in suggesting something and then seeing it come become a reality. So whenever we do something like that, we always try to tag the person or link the forum thread that had the suggestion. Like even in these write-ins, like the live write-ins you do, something small, like I listen to a lot of Twitch or watch a lot of twitch.tv, and when a streamer just mentions your name because you said something in the chat, you kind of like perk up a little bit and you're like, oh wow, they saw me, like they see me as a person. And realizing that there's other people who are suggesting these things, and just as often other people who are having struggles with the site you're creating, like, hey, this isn't working for me, this is garbage, like I need you to fix this ASAP, and realizing that they have a problem, and if you can help them fix it, then their world becomes a little bit better. So it's really the people, the community, and like I said before, most of our features, most of our favorite features have been suggestions. So if you're just open to listen, they will suggest great stuff, they will suggest beautiful stuff, and most of the time they'll point you in the direction that you need to go, not the direction that maybe you had planned, but the direction that you do need to go.
Yeah, we should add monster fighting to our write-ins. So when they come in for the write-ins, they can log into For the Words and just
that's been one of our that what you mentioned, like the community pool, that was a user suggestion. I think a user in the forum posted like, listen, I'm having a tough time right now. I got laid off. I can't pay the $4 a month that this costs. And they didn't say anything else. They didn't say like, please help me. They didn't say like, could you give me some free months? But then the same community members within that thread, they were like, oh my God, can I transfer you some account time? Like, how do we make this happen? And that naturally just became this new feature where you're able to either give subscription time to a user or to give it to what we call the community pool. So you can sign up anonymously for this community pool. And if you need help, whoever's donated subscription time to the community pool gets distributed to everyone who needs it.
That's so
it becomes this thing where, listen, not all the time I'm going to be doing great. Like sometimes I need a little extra help. Maybe I didn't sell as many books as I thought I was going to sell, or maybe I got my job cut. So there's some months where I'm doing well, some months where I'm not doing so well. So if with the months that I'm doing well, I'm able to help others so that when I need the help, that help is there. Mm-hmm. It becomes this self-helping, self-healing community who's really there for each other.
That's so cool.
That is really cool. I really like that idea. Yeah, that's
amazing. Could just go around and just talk all the time to people. Not that I'm totally like, I'm not even a gamer, but I'm totally going to hang up from this call and go check out For the Words again and input my writing from today.
And check out the forum, because I think that's where a lot of this beautiful things happen. Like if you'll just read some of these threads, we put out these little reactions, which are kind of like stickers. So they're like a do it sticker or a love sticker or a thumbs up sticker. And you just see people swamping these with like sticker replies to all the posts in the forum. And it's this sense of like, not only did they see me, but they agree with me, or they're cheering me on. So I have this sense of like, I'm a huge lurker in online communities. Like, it'll take me forever to actually post a reply. So I'll just go there and I leave stickers to everyone, but it's a different way to interact with people. Like, we're trying to create a community that's inclusive. So if you're not a talker in the forums, if talking constantly isn't for you, you can lurk and give stickers to people. And we have people who just do that. They just give stickers to others. You can also add friends on the site. So if you want to skip completely the forum, you just add a friend and you can message them. You can send them stickers one-on-one.
I have a question for you. So I have been in other communities where when it moved off of, say, Facebook onto a forum on their own website, the community just like completely flatlines. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious if you have any, like, I've been mildly afraid to try, Ninja Writers is mostly on Facebook, and I've been a little bit afraid to move like to a like a website forum or whatever because of that reason, like, because I don't know if like I'm going to mess up the flow that we've got going on Facebook. So I'm curious if you have any like things that you did or how you got your community to be active off of a large platform like Facebook. Mm-hmm.
The first thing I would say is you're definitely going to lose, but you're going to lose maybe the people who were most active in Facebook. And what I mean by that is I think everyone has their preferred medium. Mm-hmm. So we have our forum, and something we've been thinking about recently is we don't have a live chatting system where if you're here right now and you want to quickly write off a couple lines, there's no way to do that. So what if we had something like Discord, for example? So what if we were able to move our live chatting to Discord? And I think what would happen with something like that is the people who are active in a long form forum conversation are not going to necessarily be the same people who are comfortable in a quick line by line live chat like Discord is. So there's going to be different people who prefer different mediums. So if you're moving from Facebook to your own forum, maybe if Jennifer was the most active people in Facebook, person in Facebook, she's not going to necessarily be the most active person in the forum. But over time, I think you'll find people who grow into the forum format. And it's just a matter of giving it time, just being there for people. So if they mention like, oh, it'd be really nice to have a thread for this, then if you're able to make that thread for them in a week, it shows like, okay, they're here, they're listening, here's the thread, I can go post what I need over there. Mm-hmm. Having a solid group of moderators is something that's helped us out before. Like, these are completely volunteer-based moderators who have been with us for years. And we have badges on the site. So in 2008, we made the decision of overhauling the entire website. So we not only overhauled how it looked, but how the back end worked and how things worked. And to be honest, it was a complete mess.
2018. Wow, you guys have been around for a long time.
No, I was still in high school in 2008.
Oh no.
So we made the decision, let's overhaul the entire website, because I think it's kind of sexy in a way, like new look, new for the words. It's like a completely new site. So we made this decision and it was a complete mess to such extent that we gave out a badge to people who stuck with us called the Great Migration Survivors, because it was such a big change. It was so huge that it just didn't click with a lot of people. And we're a small company, so we couldn't test everything. And we're a small company, so we couldn't get UI and UX designers to come and find the right flow for everything. Right, so right. It didn't work as we expected, but it was that moderator group which really kept us together through that, because they were helping people with questions they had. They were letting people know like, hey, we know this isn't perfect. We've sent it to HQ. They're working on it. So if you are going to have a forum, if you're going to have any type of online community, I think it's important to have people who are there. Like, You're not just going to have an online community and okay, I'm going to throw a forum up and let just happens what happens. It doesn't work that way. Like, you have to be there for people. You have to listen to what they're saying and you have to offer feedback. Sometimes what they're suggesting isn't in line with what you want, and you let them know and you form a conversation around it. And that could be very scary because sometimes you have to be vulnerable. Sometimes you have to tell people, no, that's not the direction we're going in. And that takes courage, and that takes some tact. And it's just something that over time, you just have to, you have to be there. I think if you're trying to make an online community anywhere, the most important thing is be there. Like there's, I think there's no worse feeling than going to a forum and it feels like you're talking to a wall. Like, why am I even posting?
Yeah.
Why am I even, why did I take the time out of my day to analyze a situation, write up 500 words for it, fine tune it because I'm nervous and self-conscious about how I sound online, post it, and then no one replies, no one sees it, no one does anything about it. So it goes back to that sense of, I see you, I hear you, I'm here for you, and you matter. Because as, especially as writers, like, it's such a lonely craft. Like, you're in your room by yourself every day battling your own thoughts, and that's, and you,
or monsters, and, as the case may be,
or monsters, and you have to come back tomorrow and do it again, and come back the next day and do it again, and it's just this constant battle of loneliness. So I think more than other online communities, we're the one really looking for a group of people. We're the one really looking for our tribe of people who are going on this journey with us. And if as a tribe, we can't even offer you like the most basic level of, I see you, tribe member, then the tribe isn't worth anything at all. And I just leave and go find it somewhere else.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and
that's a very good thing.
Growth is so hard.
Yeah.
It's so scary. We just went through, I think that what I is really important that I, and I think you did it with your migration and that sticker, and just like acknowledging we are people and we're doing our best, and sometimes we screw up and sometimes it doesn't work the way we want it to. And so we're going to try again. Like, we're going to keep doing it until we get it right. And thank you for hanging out with us and being part, you know, and I think that when you do that, instead of being like this super slick, you know, everything's always perfect all the time. Zoom just did this where they had, like, they were out for like half a day last week, right? And they sent out this email that where the main guy, like the guy in charge, I don't remember his name, but I got the email and he was like, you know, this is my responsibility. It didn't, you know, we're doing the best we can with this huge amount of growth that we have. And thanks for hanging out and trusting us to keep working to get it right. And I think that when you can do that, that's a huge, makes a huge difference, because then they're part of the community. I think that's part of like the difference between being part of the community and being like on the outside around it, you know?
And they got to live that journey with you. And That can be so cool. Like, we see forum posts being like, I was here back in 2017 when this was done this way. And just being able to say that, like, you've seen the journey that this other company or group of people has been on. And there's something nice about being there for that journey. But if you're just this corporation that has no face, that has no point of contact, that has no soul really, then God, why aren't they doing this perfectly? Like, if you're a huge corporation, why is this done in the wrong way? Like, you don't see the people. If you don't see the people, you don't feel for them, I guess.
Exactly. So what's going on now with For the Words? Is there anything that you want to let Ninja Writers know about, or?
The 15th, right?
Yeah, so on the 15th, we have a special event for Tico Week in Costa Rica. So the celebration of independence. I think the feature we're most excited about as a community is houses. So we're going to be adding houses to For the Words. So it goes back to this whole sense of community, like my place in the world. What does my home, online writing home, look like? So we've had over the years, Dust Warriors collect materials, collect resources, collect, build up their inventories. And we're going to finally give them something to do with all that. So all that wood you've been collecting, all that steel you've been collecting, you can turn into a door.
All the leaves.
Yeah, we're going to have leave huts everywhere. So it goes back to that sense of community, because if I have a home, then maybe I can invite other Dust Warriors to come look at my home, and they can see the monsters I've defeated. They can see the armor set that I've unlocked and hung on my wall. So we're excited about that. We have NaNoWriMo coming up in November, which is our biggest special event of the year. It's always crazy, NaNoWriMo. There's 500,000 people around the world going on this crazy journey of writing a book in a month, which is honestly insane. So we have all types of challenges for people to embark on during that month and really test themselves, push their writing, and make it fun while you're doing it.
Cool. Well, We're going to put the info about For the Words in the show notes. And thank you so much for being here with us. This was
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me, for opening the space so we could talk. And it was great to meet you. We will get those ninja gear outfits ready for all the.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm signing out for an account today.
Yes.
This was the Right Brain Podcast. You can join us every Friday.